place is Dublin, Ireland. The scene, a picturesque college framed against a calm, blue sky. The old-time grace of time-honored architecture, an ancient bell tower, chimneys rising from the rooftops. This is Trinity College, a world-renowned college in Dublin, Ireland. Here, students walk around the beautiful campus, content and free. Like college campuses everywhere, students at Trinity are free to pursue their dreams and practice their beliefs. And like many campuses, students here practice Falun Gong, a gentle, meditative self-improvement system based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Xiao Ming, a student who came to Trinity College from mainland China, was one of these students who practiced Falun Gong. After the Christmas holiday in 1999, however, he suddenly disappeared without a trace. People no longer saw his familiar face around campus. Now, his presence at the college is only a memory.
Release! Xiao Ming! Release! Xiao Ming!
Ming has been arrested and put in a labor camp in China, his own country, simply for practicing his religion. That is all he has done, and he is now being tortured for it.
Xiao Ming, 30 years old, was a graduate student in the computer science department at Trinity College. He made friends easily and was well-liked and respected on campus.
What I know about Xiao Ming, he was a very, very nice guy.
As I knew him,
he was a quiet, pleasant person.
You could see in his demeanor that he was a very teachable person, like he was himself.
And Ming was always willing to serve others, always willing to feed people, and nothing was ever too much trouble for Ming. He was a beautiful student and a wonderful, wonderful person, he had a perfect nature.
In 1999, Zhao went home to visit his family during the Christmas break. At that time, the crackdown on Falun Gong in China was already underway, and many practitioners were being arrested and beaten. But as a Falun Gong practitioner, Xiao Ming wanted to explain the principles of Falun Gong to the government and help clarify the misunderstandings that led to the crackdown. On January 6, 2000, he went to Beijing to visit the State Council and voice his appeal, as was his citizen's right under China's constitution. Zhao was immediately detained and sent back to his hometown. When he refused to sign a statement promising to give up Falun Gong, police confiscated his passport. He couldn't return to Ireland. Zhao had to find work and make a living, so he left his hometown and went back to Beijing in March of 2000. He was kept under surveillance because police believed he was a Falun Gong organizer. On May 13th, he was followed by police when he went to visit a fellow practitioner in Beijing. He was arrested and sent to a detention center.
Later on, he was sent to labor camp, and he's tortured viciously in the labor camp at the moment now. He's in the Changhe labor camp, also known as the Laogai camp, in the suburb of Beijing, and he's tortured very badly. The police use electric shocks and, you know, normal beatings, and they force them not to sleep for 10 days. And they forced them to work very hard, longer than 10 or 14 hours each day, you know, very hard labor.
I was a little shocked at first, because having met him, I thought he was really nice, and I wondered why the Chinese government would do this to such a nice person. And later on, I've heard that he was put into the labor camp and tortured and only allowed 2 hours sleep. And I was just appalled. I don't know why the Chinese government do it to these nice people.
It was reported that besides beating Zhao and torturing him with electric batons, police also forced him to wear heavy clothing in extremely hot weather and made him sit in a wash basin with his head touching his knees. The basin, with Zhao in it, was shoved under a bed. Then, with Zhao under the bed, police sat on it to force it back down onto the floor. 20 minutes later, the police pulled Ming out and more than a dozen officers and inmates beat him up. This ordeal lasted for more than 2 hours. After the beating, Zhao Ming's legs were black and blue all over, his ankles red and swollen. 2 weeks later, he was still unable to walk normally. The individuals who tortured Zhao Ming were praised and rewarded by the government for their brutality.
It is completely against the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which prohibits torture. It's against the United Nations Convention against torture.
It's quite incredible the sort of abuses that people have suffered, according to this pamphlet here. It's just quite ridiculous. I just can't give a sense of it, you see. And I suppose for those of us on the outside, when we look at something like this, it makes absolutely no sense. If you were flinging rocks, or if you were attacking the army, or if you were threatening the leaders, then I would see some sense in it.
I think this government, they don't like to see anything different with communism. And they think that we are out of their control, and they want to, you know, make everybody to believe the communism is the only truth of the world.
Falun Gong is warmly welcomed in over 40 countries around the world, including the United Kingdom. Westerners not only embrace this ancient Chinese cultivation practice, but they are also deeply touched by the profound benefits the practice brings to them in their daily lives. As a result, Falun Gong practitioners are actively involved in sharing their experiences with others, teaching the exercises, and spreading the practice to anyone who is interested.
I wouldn't want to, from the bottom of my heart, I wouldn't want to charge anybody for teaching Falun Gong. And, you know, I would go down and put flyers here and there. And just because I thought Falun Gong was so good, I wanted to share it.
Many people, after seeing a demonstration of the Falun Gong exercises, are drawn to the practice and immediately appreciate what it's about.
Now, there's no doubt that it's very graceful and peaceful.
Yeah.
And it looks like it can clear the mind a bit and would make one feel very at one with the world, is the impression I get.
After learning that Zhao Ming was illegally detained in China, his professors, classmates, friends, and others gathered and appealed to the Chinese government for his release. Some were Falun Gong practitioners, some were not. Some knew Zhao Ming, some did not, but had heard about his plight.
Well, my name is Richard Madigan, and I'm the former president of the Graduate Students Union of Trinity College Dublin. Unfortunately, I never had the honor of getting to know Ming personally, but I did meet him in passing once or twice. We became involved with this protest because Ming is one of our students, and we're obligated to help any of our students, particularly such a dire situation.
Zhao Ming's classmates and his fellow Falun Gong practitioners, in collaboration with Amnesty International, are still working hard for Zhao Ming's release. They are appealing to the people around the world to call for the Chinese government to stop the torture and persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China.
Ming would be regarded as a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International because he is imprisoned without trial solely for the peaceful expression of his beliefs. He is therefore regarded as a prisoner of conscience. I had a lot of letter writing actions out, a lot of people taking letters from the shop downstairs, where we had a picture of Ming and the small brief details about him, asking people to take a letter and send it to the ambassador in Ireland, the Chinese ambassador, and also to the Chinese premier.
Moreover, many members of the European Parliament, such as Bertel Harder and Ulle Sandvik from Denmark, Neil McCormick from Scotland, and Philip Whitehead from England, have responded to this plea for support by calling upon the European Parliament to condemn China's persecution of Falun Gong.
Patricia McKenna responded to a letter I wrote to her by saying that she's very concerned about the treatment of Falun Gong professionals, and she's gone so far as to call for sanctions against China.
Good people of conscience, anyone who understands the meaning of the words human rights knows in his heart that no one should be treated in such an inhumane manner. The injustice is profound and widespread. Yet even under extreme torture, Falun Gong practitioners do not falter in their beliefs and hold steadfast to their principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Nothing can shake these people's determination in defending the truth. Even more admirable than this incredible endurance is the practitioner's determination to remain nonviolent under the worst possible conditions. No practitioner has ever struck back. Each understands that evil cannot be suppressed by evil means. Their most powerful weapons are their compassion and forbearance, and their ability to abide by these principles. This is the only way to let the truth be seen by all. Despite the cold and driving snow and sleet, the Falun Gong practitioners remain unshaken, unmoved. What's written on these serene faces is the sincere hope that people the world over will come to understand the truth about this peaceful spiritual practice. Information coming out of China from practitioners who put themselves at risk to let the world know the truth is heart-wrenching. The reports about the condition and treatment of Falun Gong practitioners held captive in prisons, detention centers, labor camps, and mental hospitals are horrifying. The atrocities exposed in these places are only the tip of the iceberg. The truth about the persecution, its intensity and its extent, is covered up by the state-controlled media. The public has been fooled by the propaganda. These inhumane practices need to be exposed, and this is why Falun Gong practitioners are calling on people around the world for support. Once the truth is known by all, persecution of this magnitude can no longer persist. Many people ask, what's gone wrong with leaders of China? What's gone wrong with the Chinese police force? No one seems to know the answer, yet Falun Gong practitioners around the world continue to appeal to their governments through proper channels, asking for a peaceful resolution to this crisis.
There was no way that we were going to sit back and allow things to be forgotten and slip through the cracks. He's a human being, he's a valued part of our community in Trinity, and we want him back.
More than anything in the world, we want to get Ming back to Dublin, back to his associates, his friends, and back to his studies to complete his master's degree. And I know and I hope and pray that the more publicity Ming has given, the more people who want his freedom, that this will be granted.
Trinity College is just one of the many stops Zhao Ming has made along his life's journey. The short time he was here seems like a long time ago. Yet the people whose lives he touched, as well as those who did not know him but are touched by his sad story, still think of him and pray for him.